Good morning, 709 News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News. This morning, the Santa Rosa County Commission, we just got done talking with County Administrator for Escambia, Janice Gilley. Santa Rosa County Commission is also having a work session this morning. Starts at 8:30. Joining us now by phone, we have Commissioner from District 5. That's the Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, Midway-ish sort of area, Colton Wright. Colton, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning. Glad to be here. And, man, if that music will wake you up, won't it?
That's our goal. That's exactly right. So I saw something on the agenda for this morning that caught my attention. It's the kind of thing that I think would make people go, oh, thank God. But you tell me, you've got a proposal on here to increase traffic patrols in Tiger Point by the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office.
Yeah, so you know everyone's familiar with the debacle that is a 3 mile bridge situation and the additional traffic that has been put on Garcon Point and how that's affected Highway 98. What a lot of people don't know, unless you live in the Tiger Point area, is the additional traffic that's been put on those parallel roadways that go all the way from Villa Venice all the way to Tiger Point East. And those roadways have had a ton of people taking shortcuts, both local and, transient drivers. And the speeds have become a problem running through Tiger Point, and frankly, the aggressive driving has gotten out of control. I've had a number of people reach out to me that have been trying to turn into their driveway on Tiger Point Boulevard and have somebody pass them on a residential street overtaking them. Wow. And almost hit their, the driver's side door. So it's become a real big issue, and I spoke with the sheriff, and I spoke with Rich Alloy, Deputy Alloy, and tried to come up with some solutions and how the county, hopefully the board, will support funding some additional shifts to step up our traffic enforcement there.
So it's not specifically on 98. It's actually meant to be around 98 to the places where the traffic is getting shoved off on these secondary roads. Is that right?
That's exactly right. With everyone having a smartphone these days, everyone knows the shortcuts. Mm-hmm. And what's happened is when the traffic backs up, particularly heading eastbound in that turn lane to turn onto Garcon Point Bridge, traffic backs up a lot there. So what you have is traffic heading east. A lot of it has been diverting at intersections that will run down into Tiger Point and then running through Tiger Point Boulevard, and it's become quite a dangerous situation, especially with kids playing in the yards and that kind of thing.
And good intentions or even a nice sign doesn't do much. We were just biking the area recently right in front of the Tiger Point Golf Club, and they've got that sign there that says, not for through traffic to go through the parking lot as 20 cars go each way through the parking lot despite the poorly, poor condition of that road surface. I mean, people want to get where they want to get, and people are, Americans are eager to solve a problem and find a way, and that's what they do, right?
That's correct. And I had a number of people reach out and say, can't you do something to keep these people off our roads? And I said, well, one, they're public roads. And, we don't have the police stop people and say, show me your papers.
Yeah.
But what we can do is we can ensure that the speeds are monitored and that people are not aggressively driving and behaving in a dangerous manner.
Hey, I also wanted to ask you, we're talking to Commissioner Colton Wright, Santa Rosa County District 5, which is Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point area. I know flooding. Anywhere when you're by the water, flooding is always going to be some kind of an issue. To think otherwise is to be a bit naive. But you've been really trying to pay attention to how the rainwater, even the not 100-year flood water, but how the ordinary heavy storm works. Do you have any solutions? Have you come up with anything that you think is going to help that wouldn't be all that expensive? Or where are you at in terms of trying to figure this out for your district?
Well, I don't have any. I can't wave the magic wand and make it all go away. What I have been doing is consistently the past two weekends when we've had a heavy rain, I've gotten out and driven the district and hit all the problem areas that I know of. I don't have a solution that's going to fix everything overnight, and been working with Public Works Department and our director, Amy Tootle, to try to come up with some solutions from a long-term standpoint. But, Andrew, one of the big problems we have is so much of District 5 has, coastal streets that are so low, they're built, 40, 50 years ago, and they're tidally influenced. So when you start looking at drainage ditches and things like that, you can try to clean them out, but when they're at the same level as the bay or the Santa Rosa Sound, mm-hmm. Science comes in, and physics, and water's not going to flow if it can't go downhill.
Right. Yeah, no, it's, I mean, I think it's a huge problem. It's not the kind of thing that was, if you were to start from scratch, what would you do differently? Well, we, unfortunately, we don't really have that option. And so we're kind of stuck trying to patch onto these situations and do the best we can, obviously. Hey, last thing I wanted to ask you about, Commissioner Wright. I know there's been a bit of a brouhaha over this issue of the road funding for the small counties, and Dan Schebler, the county administrator, has kind of been brought into this as, you know, somebody dropped the ball, somebody didn't ask for the money somehow or other. It's a complicated story. We haven't really talked about it a whole lot because I think, frankly, a lot of it is being driven by some, you know, very particular narratives. But still, it's an important story if $1.5 million worth of funding just failed to get applied for. Can you shed any light on this?
Yeah, so, you know, overall, it is very complicated. And, you know, the number that keeps getting thrown about $1.4 million, that's kind of an arbitrary number. That's a number that had to do with a specific project, but in no way, shape, or form was Santa Rosa County ever guaranteed $1.4 million annually or anything like that, like has been kind of, you know, insinuated out there.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly understand and know that there was a failure to apply in that fiscal year, and that's something certainly that I don't like, and none of the commissioners are happy about, and we will certainly do better. But there was also a lot of extenuating circumstances with turnover in the Public Works Department. It was frankly much needed, and it has been an improvement. But the idea or narrative that there was anything intentionally lied about, or that there has been any effort to misrepresent the facts, is absolutely untrue.
Yeah, I will go on the record and say that, you know, I know a lot of the local officials and administrators, and the implication and or allegation that somehow Administrator Schebler has been deceptive or misleading or something like that, I'm just telling you, you know, I'll stand with him in terms of integrity any day. There's no question for me about that, and I think he's done a very efficient job of running the county. And, you know, so I hope that bears out over time with the opinion of the commissioners as well.
I believe the facts will come to light, and I think over time people will realize where integrity and character stand.
I hope so as well. Commissioner Colton Wright, he's a commissioner for District 5 in Santa Rosa County. Colton, thanks for the time. As always, look forward to talking to you soon, and maybe we can get a little bit of better safety on the side streets in Tiger Point because of the Santa Rosa County Sheriff. We'll hear about that this morning. Thanks for the time, sir.
Thanks so much.